Okay, I think we're about ready to roll, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ready to roll.
Good morning. Thank you for attending this historic event. I would like to begin by thanking the following individuals for their hard work in preparing this budget. These individuals are true professionals that constantly put Cecil County's interests in the forefront. I'd like to acknowledge and thank Director of Administration, Mr. Al Wine, Director of Finance, Mr. Winston Robinson, Deputy Director of Finance, Lisa Sexton, my Administrative Assistant, Janice Palmer, and most importantly, Budget Manager, Becky Anderson. I want it to be known that this is my budget. I believe this budget to represent the current and future needs of Cecil County moving forward. I will take full responsibility, be you like it or be you not. I call this an historic event because it's the first time in 20 years that someone has presented a balanced budget to Cecil County citizens without pillaging the reserve funds. The last 8 years, we have budgeted approximately $18 million from the unassigned fund balance. These types of budget practices are not sustainable and must stop, and they will stop now. This is the basic premise for the 2018 budget. I will lead right into it now. I am pleased to present this morning a proposed 2018 annual budget appropriation ordinance, including operating capital budgets. This legislation, which represents the 2018 budget, will be submitted to the County Council today as required by the Charter and will be introduced on April 4th at the Council meeting. There will be numerous public meetings by submitting agencies and departments during the month of April, and the Council is required to adopt the budget by June 15, 2017. A public hearing on this budget is scheduled for May 23, 2017 at the Elkton High School. The focus of the 2018 budget centers on priorities that assign the county strategic plan. Number one, health, safety, and active communities. My budget adds to the workforce within the law enforcement, 911 dispatch and paramedics. Cecil County's public safety workforce struggles to provide enough manpower for the growing needs of our county. Three additional positions in law enforcement will provide another deputy to support sex offenders unit, a deputy to support the street level crimes unit, and a third deputy to provide the much needed security at the county administration building. Two dispatchers will be a start in providing additional support for the staff within the 911 center. Two additional paramedics will help support the 24-hour need in first responders to be ready for emergency calls are received without continued reliance on overtime budget. The county's responsibility to provide safe community through the areas of law enforcement detention and departments of emergency services is vital to constantly strained due to the continued heroin epidemic in this county. This budget through contract negotiations with the paramedics union offers increases in pay and stipends for mandatory training in order to help Cecil County retain trained paramedics. Retention of staff is also a reason that I am introducing correctional officers receiving an increase in senior rank for 5 or more years of service to Cecil County. The county is taking the necessary steps to retain a trained public safety workforce. The emphasis of the 2018 budget on public safety is key to supporting the growing economy in Cecil County. This budget creates a new position within the Sheriff's Office to support home monitoring programs with the Work Release Department. I recognize less taxpayer dollars are needed to follow a nonviolent detainees to be monitored via the GPS tracking system versus housing them in the detention center. A pilot program was initiated in 2017, and now with proven advantages, a full-time position will allow the program to grow and provide much-needed savings in the area of housing prisoners. The 2018 budget includes support for vehicle replacement match programs for the volunteer fire companies in Cecil County. The budget spends $325,000 in matching funds to aid Perryville, Northeast, and Singerly, $100,000 to each to purchase new ambulances, and $25,000 for the Water Witch to secure a tanker in 2018. Concerning infrastructure, my budget restores $733,000 in the county's asphalt overlay program. $500,000 is funded to surface treatments. The county is responsible for maintaining over 615 miles of roads located within the county borders. The state continues to lack, the state's continued lack of additional highway user revenue dollars to support this critical infrastructure creates a tremendous burden for Cecil County to find the necessary revenues to maintain this large inventory of roads. If fully funded, the residents of Principio and Leeds Roads will see much needed improvements. In the area of the county's transit system, the continued investment by the federal and state government to fund mass transit has allowed the county to expand its transit system without having to assume the entire cost. The 2018 budget supports hiring a full-time dispatcher and the launch of the transit shuttle service connecting Perryville and Newark train stations to serve as a stopgap for expansion of commuter rail service. Though the continued needs and assessments and collaboration of these local municipalities, this budget supports the increased service frequency of most utilized routes while simultaneously providing connecting shuttle services to outlying areas and towns. The county continues to work towards compliance with the state of Maryland's municipal separate storm sewer system, which is the MS4. Phase two permits, which requires the county to satisfy the milestone of restoring 20% of the impervious surface within Cecil County by the year of 2025. This budget includes $500,000 in matching grants towards the Cecil County compliance with this permit. Protecting the environment and waterways is a vital component of providing the future citizens of Cecil County. Concerning education, the county's 2018 budget includes an increased allocation of $1,717,000 for public school systems that is above the minimum maintenance of effort prescribed by the state for a total allocation of $81,700,000. This is an increase of $1,078,000 above the amount provided to counties in 2017. My budget also increases funding by $2,260,000 for small cap projects to include the continued support for energy performance contracts, the replacement of VAV units at Bohemia Manor High School, and the resurfacing of tennis courts in Northeast High School. Cecil College 28 budget is being funded at the tune of $10,900,000 as requested, approximately a 3% of the increase in the college is the county's recommendation to take the replacement of computers out of the capital improvement programs and appropriately finance these purchases within the operating budget of the college. The state continues to flat fund community colleges, therefore the county needs to help the institution continue to provide affordable higher education to the citizens of Cecil County. The Cecil County Public Library budget is proposed to be funded by $5,442,000 and an increase of $359,000 or 7.1% over 2017. This increase includes a part-time small business library associate to accommodate the growing needs of small businesses in Cecil County. In reference to economic development, a cornerstone of the fiscal budget is to increase the number of jobs and therefore opportunities for citizens of Cecil County. In order for a business to locate in Cecil County, the county must be sensitive to their business's needs. The budget supports the creation of Land Use and Development Services Department to combine Plans Review Branch of the Department of Public Works with the current Department of Planning and Zoning and the Department of Permits and Inspections. This reorganization will result in greater efficiencies within the plan reviews and permitting process by bringing all employees that administer this function together under one roof. The end result will be a one-stop shop for businesses and existing businesses who want to build or expand in Cecil County. The budget also includes a public information officer under the administration. This position is necessary to effect the streamlining of internal and external communications, as our peer counties and other agencies already provide. Recognizing the importance of retaining productive workforce, the FY18 budget provides for increased compensation for all county employee groups. A collective bargaining agreement for our paramedics and deputies was funded, and all other county employees will receive a 2% step increase. Working in tandem with the proposed increases is a revamping of the performance appraisal process to be certain that excellent consumer service is being recognized and communicated to the citizens and businesses of Cecil County. Fiscal stability. With respect to taxes and fees, the proposed budget sets the property tax rate at 1.0414, which is 5% above the current rate of 0.9914. This will yield an estimated increase of $5,273,000 compared to the 2017 budget. This is the first increase in a property tax rate above constant yield since 2012, 5 years ago. The current local income tax is currently set at 2.8%, is recommended to be set at 3%. For a revenue increase of $2 million. This is a mere 0.2% above what we currently have. This is the first increase in income tax since 2001, 15 years ago. The total general fund balance equals $190 million, which is an increase of $6.7 million, or 3% over the 2017 budget. Both the property and income tax proposed rates are less than the current rates of Harford County and our neighbor to the west, and the property tax is less than Kent County, our neighbor to the south. Both are below all state averages. The total budget equals $268 million, an increase of 3.8% compared to 2017. The fiscal year 2018 budget is a balanced budget, the first time in over 20 years, and does not use any of the county's unassigned fund balance. The use of fund balance to fund budgets is a practice that has been used for the last 8 years and is not, and let me repeat, not sustainable for the future. $17 million is a staggering amount to be used to balance the budget for the last 8 years. At some point, the well will run dry, and this budget seeks to provide the revenue sources to sustain the ability to pay for services that Cecil County residents want. Budget planning into the future will seek to establish a multi-year budgets to better manage and forecast the county's fiscal needs in a proactive manner. The county will come to find these efficiencies in all areas. The foundation of the proposed 2018 capital improvements program for Cecil County is constructed with attention to not only being affordable plan for 2018, but an affordable plan for the following 4 to 5 years. The 2018 capital budget is roughly $40 million. Highlights of the proposed 2018 capital program are: Cecil County Public Schools will continue funding for the construction of Gilpin Manor Elementary School. The county will also support all systemic projects, including partial funding from the state, including a roof replacement for Cecil Manor Elementary, Bohemia Manor Middle and High School, and a boiler replacement at Perryville High School, Conowingo Elementary, and Providence School. The Cecil County Public Library will see full funding for the design and engineering of a new library in Northeast. This project has been in planning stages for many years, and I believe this funding is This project is much needed investment in the future of Cecil County.
Take a breath.
The capital improvement plan proposes to fund the second phase of the P25 dispatch mitigation project. This is communications for emergency services police department. Continuing funding will make certain Cecil County has the 911 and communication capabilities that are vital to Department of Emergency Services and all other public safety agencies. A synthetic turf field at Perryville is included to regionalize and expand county parks and recreation programs. Increased programs and activities will be provided for citizens of all ages. We are working with the Cecil County Board of Education to complete a formal memorandum of understanding to better utilize school facilities to expand opportunities for after-school and evening programs for students and other citizens. We will actively promote healthy lifestyles and wise choices with one aspect of our war on drugs. Commitment to economic development and growth is emphasized with the proposed funding for the much-needed sewer infrastructure within a growth corridor on Route 40. A new port deposit wastewater treatment plant on the Bainbridge site will provide further expansion and resolve the issue that has existed for many, many years. Again, this investment in our wastewater infrastructure is vital for economic growth to our county. In conclusion, my proposed 2018 budget does not magically address all the issues that are important to Cecil County. Frankly, I wish I could do more. The proposed tax increases will not be received positively by some, but I ask that everyone take a moment to see where this county has been and the challenges that we must address if we are to move forward. It would be irresponsible of me as county executive to not put forth the consideration, operation, and capital budgets to move Cecil County forward. I believe that this proposed budget reflects a balanced approach to meet the many challenges that we face. I look forward to continued dialogue with citizens from Cecil County, including the members of Cecil County Council. We strive to set up this county and our citizens for success. This concludes my presentation regarding the proposed operating and capital budgets. I will gladly accept questions from anyone. Is everybody horrified? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
If I could just focus on the fund balance for a minute. What is the remaining fund balance, unassigned fund balance, at not using any of it in your new budget proposal?
No, we're not.
It's approximately $6 million.
That was budgeted. But now you're saying that steps have been taken to remove that?
I'm not. Becky, do you know where we're going to end up in 17 on that?
We can get you that. We've done some projections.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Any further questions?